From the Redeemery here in Wampaw, New York, you're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. My name is Dexter Elcott. I am the son of Dr. Ed Elcott and Headmistress Erica Dorton of C.K. Corona Middle School, California. I am Dexter Elcott.
Dexter Elcott, the son of Dr. Ed Elcott, and the son-in-law of Gloria Grover.
I'm Gloria Grover. Welcome, Dexter.
Thank you.
Dexter, I sense that there's some resentment.
There's a little bit of resentment, given the life condition that I had before my father finally acknowledged me publicly.
Where were you living before Dr. Elcott acknowledged you as his son?
Well, I was living at times in a home that was provided for me by a very nice couple. They lived in a mobile home park near Conchita, California.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there was a lot of drug use and quite a bit of illegal activity. It was not a safe place for a young person to live.
Did Dr. Elcott leave you there?
Dr. Elcott dropped me off at the gate there and said, go forth, and he was leaning back and forth.
You don't think he was in his right mind?
No, I don't.
So Dr. Elcott dropped you off at the gates of this mobile home park?
Yes.
Where was your mother, Erica Dorton?
I don't know where my mother, Erica Dorton, was. I believe she'd taken the position at the middle school. I was not made aware of the fact that she was my mother until I was in my teens.
What did you say when you found out Erica Dorton was your mother?
I was frightened. I knew that she breathed into the phone a lot. Some people considered to be part witch. People thought she was evil.
Did you desire any contact with either one of your parents?
No, I did not, no. When I lived at the mobile home park with Josephine and Wilbur Cannon was their name. They were good people, but there was a lot of crack cocaine use. There was quite a bit of illegal drug use.
I understand.
And a lot of things that young people should not get up into. At the time, I was running a card game. I was running drugs for people in the area. And
were you in school?
Very infrequently, I attended school.
When did you eventually sort of get on the straight and narrow? Because you seem well-spoken.
I rejected that life, and I left the mobile home park there in Conchita. I said goodbye to my adoptive parents, and I set off for the Citrus College, which is a junior college in the Inland Empire of California.
Okay.
And that's where I took
Take some water. I know you have a hard time with certain words. You're doing great.
I took lingling.
He's trying to say the word English. So you took English?
Yes. And I really wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be one of the great writers of all time, to be honest with you.
Who are your favorite writers?
Well, I really admired the glingling.
The English writers?
Yes, the English. The glinging writers. I enjoyed very much the writings of Jonathan Swift.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Okay.
And others, W.B. Kraft. Mm-hmm.
All of these writers that were English writers, but you happened to be, you were taking English.
Yes, I admired the glinging.
English.
Writers, and I was taking glinging.
English.
Yes.
Elcott, The Next Step, with Dexter Elcott, and your questions.
If you'd like a transcript of today's show, write to Transcripts, care of Wampaw University, Elcott, The Next Step. So we're going to take some questions here for Dexter Elcott, the son of Dr. Ed Elcott, who we were made aware of here a couple of days ago during one of the programs. He is the son of Dr. Ed Elcott and Erica Dorton. And Dexter, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's a question now from Gadman in Tuesdale, Arizona.
Okay.
Have you ever been able to suck your own... Give me another question. Here's a question from Abitha, and she lives in Cloverville, Colorado. She asks, Dexter, have you hooked up with your father and mother for money?
I would say that yes, I have.
So you admit it?
Yes, I have, because of the circumstances they left me in. Yes, I want as much money as I can out of the situation. I want to make as much money as I can off of my father, who...
Do you blame your mother at all?
Well, my mother sort of, she wasn't much of a mother, and she still is mentally disturbed. Whereas my father has made a bit of a success of himself, even if it is, you know, in kind of, you know, conning people, I think.
You think it's a con job?
I think Elcott the next step is.
You think Elcott the next step is a con job?
Yes, I do.
And you're aware that I'm an overlord?
I am, yeah.
Does that bother you?
Not really, no.
So you think I'm just what?
I think you're just a person selling a con job, selling something that, you know, it doesn't exist. So,
fuck this.
Elcott the Next Step with Dexter Elcott. We'll be right back.
This is Dexter Elcott. If you'd like a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, you should get it at philhendryshow.com. The only reason why I'm here tonight, talking here on Elcott the Next Step, is to promote the Phil Hendry Show website, which I find to be very funny. I enjoy it a lot, and it's helped me through a lot of mental health issues that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to deal with very well. But I thank you, Mr. Hendry, for that. As far as my own father, Dr. Ed Elcott, I don't know what to say. He is a weird man. He has a sex addiction. He can't talk with his hands in front of his face. He's just...
Gloria Grover here with Dexter Elcott. So if you had these bad experiences, why come back? Why come back to Elcott the Next Step? Why have contact with your father?
Well, there's a simple answer. Money.
So you want to extort money?
No, I don't want to extort money. I'm here to get what's mine. My father's had success in Elcott the Next Step and in other areas of business, and I'm simply here to get what's mine.
Well, you're bored. Look at you pointing at yourself like you're king shit or something.
I am.
So you really think you deserve something from your father?
Yes, I deserve something from my father. He left me in squalid circumstances. He left me at the mercy of drug dealers, every kind of
every kind of what?
Every kind of
What country were these perverts from?
They came from England.
See, I knew it.
You knew what?
Well, you're messed up in the brain. There's certain words you can't say. What's that from?
Probably overuse of crack cocaine.
Well, I've never heard of crack cocaine doing that to anybody. Who are your favorite writers again?
I told you already. They're glingy, glingy, glingy.
They're glingy.
No, they're gling English.
And you were set upon by what?
By pervy.
Perverts.
That's what I said.
Perverts on Elcott the Next Step. We return now to Elcott the Next Step. Elcott the Next Step originated in Wampaw, New York in 1991 at Wampaw University. From there it spread both south, west, north, and east. East would have been toward New York City and Boston. Now this man, Dexter Elcott, my name, by the way, is Roger Pepenemy. I've been the announcer here at Wampaw University for the last 16 days. I like to think I've got a great history. I know 16 days doesn't seem like a lot, but the previous announcer was a man who they ran out of here on a rail. They had to run him out of here on a rail. He was a sick, sick man. But I'm here to tell you that Dexter Elcott isn't worth a pinch of coon shit.
This is Gloria Grover.
Elcott, the next step.